pretty much.
Probably where I got it from.
All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. We're just going to talk about shit this time because it's the last show of the year. So, what do you want to say about 2023? You know, this year hasn't been that fucking memorable. About the only thing I can remember is AI.
Yeah.
Is how interesting AI's been. All the pictures and voice and how fucking fast that's gone over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Past couple of months. Because when I first started making videos, or making video thumbnails, that you could tell they were kind of crap. But then as the fucking technology got better, I was like, holy shit, this stuff's looking really good. It's only a matter of months.
If that, even.
And then you had the AI voices, and they were, you know, used to be crap, and then they started getting really good.
Yeah.
I actually played my mother a version of Ozzy singing Jingle Bells. No, Jingle Bell Rock. And she didn't know it was AI. And it's really, really good. Because, you know, you just get Ozzy's voice and you can program it to sound like that, and it sounded exactly like...
They'll be making albums of people long after...
Well, he wants to make... He wants to do the old demos with Randy Rhoads and make AI for the guitar. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, because Randy Rhoads is long dead, or maybe they want to take out some of the demos that he was working on before he died. And, you know, kind of stretch that out and make that a real thing. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, they could always do that.
Yeah, see, they want to do that kind of stuff. There's a lot of people trying to finish songs with AI. It's fascinating. And, of course, all the chatbots and things. There's guys that are in love with chatbots. Everything is happening, but it's happening a lot faster than I said it would.
Yeah.
I mean, I said this was going to be a technology in the next couple of years, and... It was a little less years than I thought, actually. I didn't expect it to go this fucking fast. It's remarkable. I just can't believe it. I've made personal shit with AI that I'm not showing anyone. That's just really, really good stuff, you know? And I'm like, wow, it's incredible what you can make. And I'll take one image with one AI, and I'll put it into a filter, and have another AI filter it in another style. Like, I'll have something that's photorealistic, and I'll throw it to an anime filter, and then it'll give me that same image as an anime image.
Yeah.
And it's just, wow. It's incredible. So, I mean, I've been doing a lot of that. I pay $30 for the little app, $30 a year for it, and it's a really great app. It just, constant new features. Every time there's a new holiday, they'll have a feature like, oh, here's our Christmas, here's our New Year's. You know, it's great stuff. But yeah, that's the thing that I remember from 2023 is AI. I don't really remember a whole hell of a lot. A lot of people would say this is the biggest year in gaming we've had in a long, long time. Maybe people said it's probably one of the biggest gaming years in the history of gaming. And they were putting it up against other years in gaming. And there's been so many heavy-hitting AAA big budget. Not even that. We've got some amazing games. And Baldur's Gate 3 took the role of the best game of the year. And this is a game that GOG is offering. And people have said they started that game and it's basically, goodbye family, I'll see you guys next month, or... I mean, it's literally to that point where people are getting just so remarkably invested in the game. They've really made a Baldur's Gate game that is literally... Like, people will say, okay, Baldur's Gate 3, that's a little much. I don't think... You gotta understand, the Baldur's Gate franchise goes back way to the 90s, okay? And the last Baldur's Gate game officially came out in, like, the late 90s. So to bring it all back and say, okay, after all these years, we're going to do a legit Baldur's Gate 3, people thought, oh no, this is going to be a disaster. And Larian Studios, the people that did Divinity Original Sin and Original Sin 2, they were the ones that decided to do it. So they spent $200 million making this game. And it was in early access forever. You know, people could play it in early access. But then they finally finished the whole game, and it's just got remarkable scores around the board. It's one of the best games that a lot of people said they've ever played in their life. And people will be playing it for years. It's just going to be an amazing testament to how great this year was. And of course, there's Tears of the Kingdom, which was an amazing sequel to Twilight Princess. And not Twilight Princess, but... not Twilight Princess, but what was it? The newest Zelda game, Breath of the Wild, which is an amazing sequel to Breath of the Wild. And of course, you had that really good Sonic game early on, and then they did that. They brought Mario Wonder on. They had Mortal Kombat, which brought it back with Mortal Kombat 1. You had just so many hard-hitting games that came out. Sea of Stars, which is considered the best indie of the year. That game is... they said that the creators of Chrono Trigger recently played Sea of Stars. And they said, oh, it's nostalgia. It's the same thing. They said, oh, it's there. It's alive. It's our game. Even though it's not their game. It's a game that's so much like Chrono Trigger that even the developers are just nostalgic for it. It's amazing what these indie developers are doing now. It's been an amazing year for gaming. There's just been so much going on. And of course, you know, the adult scene, there's been a lot of great AVNs and things. But that's always good. That's going to continue. But we did have Flipwitch come out. I haven't played Flipwitch yet, but everybody said that's one of the best adult games as far as gameplay games that has come out. And of course, in just a couple of days, we should legit have Future Fragments. Future Fragments is a game that's been developed for like 8 to 10 years now. And he's finally finishing it. And you know, the first demo, the actual demo, came out. And I played a little bit of it, but I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the whole game now. So, he tells me I'm going to have to wait another month because they're going to bring it to Steam first. But after that, you know, the other platforms will come, and that's fine. But it's, you know, it's been a hell of a year for that. A lot of gaming. What about movies? What movies? Barbie, of course. Everybody was talking about Barbie.
John Wick 4.
John Wick 4 came out. You had, what did we see? Super Mario.
Yeah.
Super Mario was a good one. Now, you saw the Exorcist.
Oh, it sucked so much ass. It was...
Not the new Exorcist, the, No, the other one.
The
apprentice or assistant. Somebody's assistant. It was... I can't remember. Somebody will say in the comments. But it was... It was a really good one. My mother watched it.
Exorcist.
And you also had,
I had to see what you're talking about, because the one...
Something assistant or...
They had the two girls get possessed with
no
crock of shit.
Not that one. I mean, we do have to mention that, but that's not the one I'm talking about. It was something about an exorcist bodyguard or something. I can't remember.
Hitman's Bodyguard?
No! I can't remember the name of it. The something assistant. It was apparently my mother saw it. She said it was great. I hadn't got a chance to watch it,
if I had an idea who's in it.
Yeah, I can. It had Russell Crowe, I think.
Oh, Russell Crowe. Let me see.
Yeah, you'll have to Google it exactly.
So Thor.
No.
This year.
Thor didn't come out this year.
Or what was it, last year?
Yeah, I think Ragnarok came out last year. I don't know.
Hold on.
Let me see. Because I bet if we go to 2023 movies, I know I have to do this, but... You had Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. You had the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Yeah, those weren't... Oh, Pope's Exorcist.
Yeah, Pope's Exorcist.
That was good.
No one will save you.
That's based on a real
I didn't know exorcist. That. I didn't know that. It lives inside. It's a wonderful knife. Some of these I haven't seen yet. The Creator.
Creator was okay.
No, I haven't seen it. Killers of the Flower Moon.
I hadn't seen it yet, but I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Evil Dead Rise, I hated. I did not Evil like Dead, right? Oh my god, it felt like a regular episode of Ash vs. Evil Dead. Like, if you've seen Ash vs. Evil Dead, any of the seasons.
Oh, are you talking about the new one?
Yeah, I didn't
with the
like
girl?
It. Yeah, I didn't like it.
That's, well, actually, that's the second one of those. You know, that's, the first one was, like,
no, that's not connected. That's not connected.
How is it not? It's the same character.
It's not supposed to be.
It is.
Huh.
Did you not notice that?
Maybe not.
Is the same girl that was in that. A remake.
So you had Haunting in Venice. I liked that. Yeah. Candy Cane Lane. I didn't see that. Old Dads, which was really good. I did like that.
Yeah. Blue... I mean, that one would have been good if you had it separated from the other franchise there.
Yeah. Blue Beetle. I didn't see it. Did you watch
okay.
it?
Okay.
Infinity Pool, which I am
just
not
don't support
see.
George Lopez because yeah. he's kind of a cunt.
Yeah. Infinity Pool is not one I'm going to sit and watch right now. Scream 6.
Pearl was pretty good because it goes with X.
Yeah. Silent Night, which is really looked good from what I watched of it. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which wasn't actually terrible. I know this is a hard pill for some, but aside from her being absolutely fucking
horrible.
No, she's just, she acts like a fucking British school teacher, and it's so annoying.
Yeah.
But he does a really good job in it. Bo is Afraid, I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, I watched it. It was good.
Strays.
It's like a weird version of Truman Show.
Okay. Strays. I ain't watched that, but I'm sure it's funny.
Strays is okay. I mean, it's not...
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, but it's not like...
Good Burger 2.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it yet.
I neither. Insidious The Red Door, I heard, was terrible, and I even read a synopsis
I didn't even
of
know
it.
They had another
yeah.
one.
Yeah. The Haunted Mansion, my mother liked. Saw X is apparently one of the best horror movies to come out this year.
I hadn't seen that.
Cocaine Bear was good.
Cocaine Bear was pretty good.
Please Don't
it
Destroy.
Was a good movie. That was
did you
funny.
Did watch that? Okay.
Oh yeah, it's on Peacock.
Totally Killer.
That's the good. Only thing funny about Saturday Night Live now at the moment is they do their sketches like videos each show, and that's what. And Sarah Sherman, which she used to have Sarah Squirm on Adult Swim, she's funny. But. What? Why not? Nasty shit. Adult Swim. It just brought it up. okay. But, yeah. I mean, there's a couple of good things that's funny about Saturday Night Live, but I'm
very
disappointed in them.
Yeah. Well.
They're about like Disney. They're still trying to push propaganda over making a good show.
We had Totally Killer, which was good. I liked it. Meg 2, The Trench, which was one of the best big monster, sea monster movies I've ever seen. Okay. Because that last part of it where they mixed the action in and they threw in the Kraken and all that other shit, that was cool. Hypnotic, I hadn't seen that. Shazam, Fury of the Gods, I watched that. Resident Evil Death Island was pretty good. I liked it. And Fast Charlie, which I haven't seen.
Fast Charlie,
It's got Pierce Brosnan in it, so it's probably really good.
Well, he's in some stuff.
Yeah, well, no, Bond, of course. You have Night Swim.
He's in...
Night Swim, that one looks...
He was in Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
I think they got a new one of those out right now, except different actor.
So, what's coming in 2024? Imaginary. The Legend of the White Dragon, which is the last that movie with Jason David Frank. Yep.
Is it the...
It's that adult, closest to adult Power Rangers you're going to get.
Oh, I got you.
Joker, that new Joker, the musical.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice 2, Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
Transformers 1, that's a cartoon. The Garfield movie, which looks good. Madame Web, which is going to be crap. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which nobody asked for.
Madame Web has potential. I remember, I do have...
Yeah, but it's not that character.
I do
they
have...
They butchered that fucking character.
What is it? Spider-Woman. I do have the origin comic of that from when I was a kid.
Okay, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Winnie the Pooh, Red Sonja!
Oh, that might be good.
And she's red. They did it. They kept her fucking hair red. They did it. They kept her fucking hair red. Now, okay, around the time that Red Sonja comes out, we'll do a fucking Red Sonja roundup on the Grimm's Comics Corner. I've got so many, and I mean so many Red Sonja books. We can do weeks of Red Sonja up until the release of the movie. And I think that'll be really cool, because then you guys can get the origins of this character. You can say, hey, I was watching that on Grimm's Comics Corner, and now I'm watching this character, and this doesn't make sense because I remember how it was in the comics. And then I'm going to clap and applaud because, hey, now you understand why I want things to be as close to comics as they need to be. Okay, so you have Twister 2. Twisters. Inside Out 2.
Twisters 2, right?
Inside Out 2.
Here comes the purple nurple.
Thunderbolts. The Fallout guy. The Fall guy, not the Fallout guy. Godzilla and King Kong. Instead of fighting, they're going to be friends. Furiosa, which actually looks good. People are bitching about this movie, but I don't...
What is Furiosa?
Furiosa's the new Mad Max.
Oh,
it's a prequel. They get... What is this? The Underdogs. Red trailer. Oh, that might be good. Wicked, which is based on the...
musical.
The musical. Despicable Me 4.
What?
Mm-hmm. El Muerto. Which is supposed to have Bad Bunny in it. The new Ghostbusters, which looks good. I'm very interested in Frozen Empire. Mean Girls, which is, you know, off the musical.
Remake of the
It's off the this is based off the musical.
You know what? The musical based off of the original movie.
And you also have If, which has Ryan Reynolds in it. It's just called If, a story you have to believe to see. Red One, of course, that's got The Rock in it. You've got The Old Guard 2. This is based on the books. Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Man, you don't keep putting them out.
Yeah, because there's so much lore. Bad. My God, you can do Sonic forever.
Yeah.
They're putting Shadow in the next one.
Yeah.
Spaceman. They have Lord of the Rings, The War of Rohirrim. It's an animated film, though. Animated film, it means I might check it out. A Quiet Place Day One. I wish they would stop with those.
Two's plenty.
Night Swim.
Night Swim looks ridiculous, but...
Kung Fu Panda 4. Blade. I'm not looking forward to Blade.
I don't know if it's even going to come out.
Civil War, but this has nothing to do with Marvel. This is from the writer of 28 Days Later, Ex Machina, and Annihilation. So it might be good.
Yeah.
But it also looks like it could be woke.
No, Annihilation, not just...
Yeah, I watched it, but I wasn't...
What? As good as Ex Machina?
Ex Machina was great. Nosferatu! It's a remake of the original. It's got Bill Skarsgård in it as the main vampire.
Might be good.
Willem Dafoe is in it, too. You've got Dune 2, or Dune 3. Dune, you know, this is the one where he... I don't want to spoil it, but cool things happen. Bad Boys for Life. Yes, it's the American Society of Magical Negroes.
What? That sounds hilarious.
Yes, there's a trailer for it. You gotta see it. It's a comedy.
What is it called?
The American Society of Magical Negroes. It is the first time they're doing a blaxploitation film again, like, in a long, long, long time. The First Omen, The Crow, they can keep it. I don't care if Bill Skarsgård is The Crow. They need to leave it the fuck alone. The only Crow that I give a shit about is the one that figure is based on, right there. Brandon Lee. That's my Crow. Don't do that, because I may not have to... You'll have to pause it. Gladiator 2.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if Russell Crowe...
Yes.
You know, he died in...
He will be. And Denzel Washington as well. Lisa Frankenstein. Then we have Wolves, which has Brad Pitt and George Clooney in it, so it's probably going to be a good one. It's a psychological action thriller. Ooh, that sounds like it'll be good.
Wolves.
Wolves. It's got Brad Pitt and it's got George Clooney. And it's got Amy Ryan and Porna Jagannathan. I mean, she looks hot.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I mean, yeah, she's
hot. Porna's in her name. So
yeah, Porna's in her name. I was just checking out that porno with you in it.
Oh, you can't not be in porn with porn in your name.
The Strangers Chapter 1. They're bringing that back.
Yeah.
So that's what we have on movies. Now, what about games? So, let's look at the games.
I do hope they do another Deadpool game.
Mama Dora, oh my god, Mama Dora Moonlit Farewell is coming out on January 11th. I am not prepared for that. This is the last one. Like, remember, the last Mama Dora game, I actually got 100%, and I don't get 100% in anything.
Yeah.
So I am really looking forward to that. Matter of fact, I will throw everything off my game list to fucking play that. And it won't take that long, because it's a platform game. But you also have Radiance. You have Atlas Wept. I don't know about any of these games yet. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. I'm okay with this game being a Metroidvania, but they've made the prince black. Prince of Persia.
Maybe he's
and
a
he's,
dark Middle Easterner.
That's possible. I'm gonna open that theory. That's cool. Because I'm not just gonna say, oh, it's woke. Arklands, another code recollection, Graven, Howl, you have Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, which a lot of people are looking forward to, then you have Apollo Justice Ace Attorney Trilogy, which is going to be hitting the Switch, you have Under Night In Birth 2, which is a fighting game,
yeah.
And it's pretty decent, Tekken 8, and Rugby 24, for all you rugby fans out there. I mean, real football without fucking pads. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink comes out on February the 1st. This is a big RPG event. Then you have Jujutsu Kaisen Cursed Clash. That will probably be a badass game if they do it right. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, which is going to be an absolute clusterfuck, especially since they have killed Batman. Batman's fucking dead. They literally, the last performance we get from the great Kevin Conroy is when Harley Quinn takes her gun and shoots Batman in the head. We have heard the audio. It is disgusting. People are very, very upset that the Arkham Batman will die in this game. And that is how they're going to kill him permanently. So everybody was upset.
They're trying to get rid of their moneymakers.
People were upset that Batman died at the end of Arkham Knight. Spoiler alert. But yeah. They brought him back for Kill the Justice League. However, in the footage that I saw one still and I heard the audio. The still is basically of Harley Quinn with Batman tied up in a chair. And she says a couple of words. And he says, will you just get on with it and stop the stupid comedy routine? And then she does and shoots him in the fucking head.
Huh. Yeah, that just didn't sound.
That it's Batman. Yes, it's awful. Because Sweet Baby decided to take all their bullshit and put it into the game. And that's why people aren't looking forward to it. That's also why Poison Ivy now looks like Greta Thunberg.
Really?
Yes. Do not play this game. Skip this game. Ignore this game. Pretend it does not exist.
They come up with stuff with so much potential and they totally screw it.
However, Persona 3 Reload's coming out and I will get it somehow. Trust me. I will play Persona 3 again. I didn't even know they were gonna remake it. I've played the original Persona 3. I've beaten the original Persona 3. So I'm ready and I can't wait to see Aegis in new fucking scenes because, like, she's the only person we've ever had in a fucking Persona game that was a robot. So we actually get a robot waifu, and it's gonna have full animated scenes. It's gonna be awesome. I can't fucking wait. It's gonna bring back those old school vibes. Alright, Toho Denmaku Degura Fantasia Lost. I don't know. Whatever that is. Helldivers 2, February 8th. Solemn Infernum, PC. Sucker for Love, Date to Die For. Oh, wow. Cool. I might be playing that on the show next month. Or in February, which would be a great time. Ooh, it comes out on Valentine's Day. Ooh, we know what we're doing! I know what we're doing for Valentine's Day. We're gonna do Sucker for Love 2. Gunvolt Records Chrono Cycle. Ooh, cool. I wonder if that's gonna be a collection. Because the first one doesn't run on PC very well. It had its problems. Played Up. Mario vs. Donkey Kong. Skull and Bones, Furnish Master, Last Epoch, that looks cool.
They got
cool.
One, it's a pirate game that's supposed to be coming out soon.
Slave Zero X, this is a prequel to a game that came out over 30 years ago. Terminator Dark Fate Defiance, skip it. Corpo Nation, The Sorting Process, Garden Life, Cozy Life Simulator, Sheeran the Wanderer, The Mystery of Serpent Coil Island, that might be cool. Destiny 2, The Final Shape. Wrath, Aeon of Ruin. I'm not buying that yet. Star Wars, Dark Forces Remaster. A lot of you guys really excited about this. Remastering the original Dark Forces game. On all these consoles too, right? A game that you originally had to play with a keyboard and mouse. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. The less we talk about... I know there's some people... Oh, but I want to... I know you do. And I hope to God they kill Aerith this time and make it. Because they're like, oh, we want to change the past. No, if you're remaking the game, you need to remake the game. Not make it, oh, this is what Final Fantasy VII should be. No, that's not what people remember. Life by You, March 5th. Zoria, Age of Shattering. Homeworld 3. Then you have Unicorn Overload. That kind of looked cool. Paint the Town Red VR, Alone in the Dark. This is the remake of the game. It looks really good. I can't wait to actually play it because I think it's going to be on GOG, and I'm definitely going to look forward to getting in that. Even though that's more of a spooky Halloween game, right? I don't think it's something we want to play in March. Dragon's Dogma 2. Looking forward to this, but I don't think I'll get to see it on GOG, even though the first one is on GOG. Princess Peach, Showtime. Rise of the Ronin. Now we have April. There's less releases in April. Europa. Ayuden Chronicle 100 Heroes. A lot of people are waiting on this. It was a spiritual successor to a lot of classic strategy role-playing games. Tales of Kenzura, Tau. I don't know what that is. Manor Lords. That's Early Access. I don't care about that. Neverdark, June 27th. August, Black Myth Wukong. That game looks fucking cool. It's based on the Monkey King. Warhammer 40K, Space Marine 2. That will be cool. I still need to play the original Space Marine, though. To be announced. Okay, so there's several of these. I'm just going to read them off real quick. 1000X Resist, Alkalite of the Altar, Aero GPX, Ages of Kataria, Airland World, Albatross, Angeline Era, Angerfoot, which looks really fucking fun, Animal Well, Another Crab's Treasure, Era History Untold, Arc Age 2, Arco, Artificial, Ascent of Ashes, Assault Sector, Assault Suit Lanos 2 Saturn Tribute. Well, I'll be fucking damned. They're making another Assault Suit game. I've beaten them all. All of them, so I'm ready for another one. Avowed, Baby Steps, Beneath, Baladins, Bandle Tale, League of Legends Story, Battle Crush, Beast, Beastie Ball, Between Horizons, Bionic Bay, Bloomtown, A Different Story, Blue Protocol, Broken Sword, Shadow of the Templars, Reforged, this is a remake, Bubble Ghost Remake, don't know what that is, Button City Soccer Days, By Sweet Carol, Call of Duty Warzone Mobile, Cannibal Tales, Cassette Boy, Cat Quest 3, oh goody, I still need to play the first and second Cat Quest, Codex Lost, Chinese Frontiers, Chrono Odyssey, and no, that has nothing to do with Trigger, City Skylines 2, Clock Tower. Now, I've heard that the woman that is working on this game is an absolute piece of fucking dog shit that ruined Skullgirls. So you may want to avoid Clock Tower because her work also appears in it. Contra, Operation Galaga. I know you guys are looking forward to this. This is the first real Contra game we've had in probably over a decade. I'm talking real run-and-gun action, not the bullshit that they pulled last time. Cook, Serve, Delicious, Remustered, I don't care about that, Core Keeper, Critter Cove, Dark and Darker, DC Dark Legion, don't get too happy, that's an Android game, Dealer's Life Legend, Death Stranding, that's on the phone, Despelote, Dewdrop Dynasty, Drova, Forsaken Kin, Duck Detective, The Secret Salami, Dungeons of Hinterborg, Dustborn, Earthblade, Earth Defense Force 6, because, God, how many of these can we make that are almost cookie-cutter as the rest of them, right? But people will still keep playing them. Earthlock 2. I haven't even played the first one, but yes, I have it. EA Sports FC Tactical. I don't know what that is, but I know it's for the phone. Eastward Octopia. Echoes of the Plume Grove. Eden Genesis. Empire of the Ants. Ending Tau. End Zone 2. Europa. Exocolony Planet Survival, Expeditions of Mudrunner Game, Extortion, Farlands, Fear Underground, Fields of Mystria, Final Fantasy XIV, Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail, that would be, XIV is what, 16? Yeah. Flock, Foam Stars, Football Story, Forgotten But Unbroken, 400 Catapults, Fretless, The Wrath of Riften, Fruit Bus, Funko Fusion, Galacticare, Garden Life, Ghost Bike, G.I. Joe, Wrath of Cobra. This is going to be on GOG, and it's a beat-em-up. We're actually going to have it for you guys when it comes out. We'll be doing one of those things where we, yeah. Go Home Annie, Good Heavens, Gory, Cuddly Carnage. Gory, Cuddly Carnage. That might be good. Greedfall 2, The Dying World. Hades 2, that's early access. Harold Halibut, Haunty, Heart of Myriad. Heartworm, Honey Homeworld 3, Honeycomb.
Oh, Heartworms.
Hotel Barcelona, Horizon Forbidden West. This is a PC version, which means we might actually get it on GOG. Human Farm, Immortal Hunters, Impossible Road 2, John Carpenter's Toxic Commando. Now that's something you don't see every day. Jump Light Odyssey, Killing Floor 3. I know TFM is just so excited about that, aren't you, TFM? Fucking Killing Floor 3 after all these years. Kill It With Fire 2. Kitsune. The Journey of Adashino. Last Time I Saw You. Leximan. Lightyear Frontier. Little Kitty Big City. Little Nightmares 3. No. Llamasoft. The Jeff Minter Story. Lost Eidolons. Veil of the Witch. Lost Records. Bloom and Rage. Lost Soul Aside. Love in Deep Space. Lum's Game. Lunar Lander Beyond, Lasfanga the Time Shift Warrior, Mandragora, Mannequin, that's for your VR, Marathon, MechWarrior 5 Clans, oh, Metaphor ReFantazio, I can't wait for that. That's from the developers of the Persona series, and it's a brand new IP. We've never seen anything like it before. Million Depth, Minicology, Monolith Requiem of the Ancients, Montaro 2, Moonstone Island, Moth Cubit, Neither Cross Nor Crown, Neptunia Game Maker Re-Evolution. I heard this could be good, because apparently the Neptunia games have been sucking lately. New Arc Line, Nine Souls, Normal Fishing. On your tail. Normal Fishing, not Big Bass Classic. Just, here is a pole. Here, I mean, you can do that in real life.
Yeah.
It's called Normal Fishing.
Well, don't have to wait till next year for the game come out. Just go fishing.
Yep. Outpost, Infinity Siege, Pacific Drive, Paleophage, Paper Ghost Stories, Third Eye Open, Paper Trailer, Parcel Corpse, Penny's Big Breakaway. This I'm anticipating because it's supposed to be the spiritual successor to the Shadow Hearts games. Yeah. Yeah. Cannot wait. Pine Hearts, Post Frost, Post Trauma, Project LLL, Psychrama, Quartet, Raven's Watch, Rebellion God Soul Awakening, Red Goes Faster, Rekka, Republic of Pirates, Rise of the Ronin, Rivals 2, Roadout, Romance of the Three Kingdoms 8 Remake. I do not want that. Rubber Royal, Rugrats Adventures in Game Land. I heard that was actually going to be available on the Nintendo. Yes, the Nintendo Entertainment System. The original gray box. Yes. Runebender VR. Rustle, Eternal Labyrinth Castle. Saga, Emerald Beyond. Yes, a new Saga game. Sam and Max, The Devil's Playground Remastered. Don't play this. All they're going to do is take out the offensive jokes like they did with the last game. Sandland. A lot of people might be looking forward to Sandland. Scarred. Senua's Saga. Hellblade 2. I know you're looking forward to that. Serum. Shadow of the Ninja Reborn. Shantae Advance. Risky Revolution. Now, apparently this is on the Game Boy Advance, but I'm also hearing that it'll be on PC. I hope it's on GOG, because We pretty much have every single Shantae game that's ever released for PC on GOG right now. So if we didn't get one, it would be a shame. Shapes 2, Shoulders of Giants, Christmas is over. Shred and Tear, Explosive Caution, Silent Night. Simon the Sorcerer Origins, Skull and Bones, Small Kingdoms, Snufkin, Melody of Moomin Valley, Songs of Silence, Sopa, Soul Covenant, South Park Snow Day, which is going to be on GOG, but no one really knows what it's about, and the team's really not telling us. Space Nation Online, Spectral Keep, Spirit Hunter Death Mark 2, apparently this was really good, the first one. Splatoon 3 Side Order DLC, Spy X Family Operation Memories, that could be popular. Stalker 2 Heart of Chernobyl, that was supposed to come out this year, or this month, but seems they've held it up. There is a $100-something package for that game. Standalone, Star Wars Outlaws. Yes, you would play Stalker 2. Steel Seed. Stick It to the Stick Man. Still Wakes the Deep. Shadow Streets of Rogue 2, which looks really cool. Suikoden 1 and 2 Remaster. I won't hold my fucking breath. Sympathy Kiss. Symphonia. Tales of Psyche, Tales of the Shire, a Lord of the Rings game. Maybe they won't fuck it up. Taxi Life, a cab driving simulator. Oh boy, just what I always wanted. Techno Banter, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. This is based on the movie. Tengoku Struggle, Test Drive Unlimited, Solar Crown, The Altars, The Blue Cat, The Casting of Frank Stone, The Constructors, The Desolation, The First Descendant, The Gecko Gods, The Great Villainous, The Lawyer, Episode 1, The Legend of Contraria, Thrasher, The Rise of the Golden Idol, The Star Named EOS, The Store is Closed, They Are Here, Tormented Souls 2, Totally Spies, because it's only been how many years, Total World Liberation, Toxic Crusaders, Train Kingdom, Train Valley World, Transneuronica, Tsukihime, Two Falls, U-Boat Mechanic Simulator, Ultros, Uncle Chop's Rocket Shop, Underdogs, Unfollow, Vampire the Masquerade, Bloodlines 2, I'll believe it when I see it, Ved, Vengeance is Mine, Venture to the Vile, Vexlands, Vilde, Visions of Mana, which looks awesome sauce, Varax, Wanderer, The Fragments of Fate, While We Wait Here, Whisker Waters, Wild Bastards, Winery Simulator, World of Goo 2, World of Warcraft, The War Within, Yes, Your Grace, Snowfall, and Zenless Zone Zero. Boom! That's all the games that are supposed to come out this fucking year that we, next fucking year that we know of. So we talked about the movies that have come out this year, or next year, and the games. And I think we've said enough. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's, the Grim Rant Show, rather. This isn't any of my special corners. And we will have some articles and all that good fucking shit. And maybe we'll bring Empress along because she has expressed wanting to be back on the show in a limited and definitely monitored way. Which means if we bring her on, I'm going to be a little bit more... Me and DP both are going to be a little bit more... you know, we're not going to be as lenient as we were. I got no problem with her, but, you know, if she starts her shit, you know, we're going to stop it. Honestly. I just... You guys know. Like, some of you guys have no problem with her. That's fine. But we have to really think about, you know, the fact that... Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Never needed to happen. If you remember that, ma'am, this is a Wendy's episode. Yeah, that never needed to fucking happen. So, at any rate, we are done. We'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Enjoy the decline. And Happy New Year.